This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. In a phone call on Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden informed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky the United States is sending an additional $1 billion worth of military aid to Kiev as it continues to defend itself against Russia's invasion. More from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
The additional weaponry Washington is sending to the Ukrainians includes a coastal defense system, additional artillery, and more ammunition for rockets. At the White House, National Security Council Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby says there will likely be additional help from the United States depending on the changing needs of the Ukrainian military.
We want to meter it out so that we're in lockstep with the Ukrainians and where they are on the battlefield and what they need in real time.
Other countries are to make additional commitments to Ukraine, according to U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at a NATO meeting in Brussels. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Reserve announced the most aggressive interest rate increase in nearly 30 years on Wednesday and said it is prepared to do so again next month in an all-out battle to drive down surging inflation, explaining the 0.75 percentage point raise. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said it was, quote, essential to lower inflation, and policymakers have, quote, both the tools we need and the resolve it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families. He stressed the goal is to achieve that without derailing the U.S. economy, but acknowledged there's always a risk of going too far.
So then the question is, what do you do? And do you wait 6 weeks to do it at the next meeting? And I think the answer is that's not where we are with this. So we decided we needed to go ahead, and so we did.
This is VOA News. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta on Wednesday called for the deployment of a regional force to restore security in the Democratic Republic of Congo's violence-torn east, where heavy fighting has revived old animosities. The mineral-rich DRC is struggling to contain dozens of armed groups in the east of the vast nation, many of which are a legacy of two regional wars a quarter of a century ago. Weeks of violence have grown into a diplomatic standoff between the DRC and its neighbor Rwanda, who it blames for the recent resurgence of the M23 rebel militia. Rwanda has repeatedly denied backing the rebels, while both countries have accused each other of carrying out cross-border shelling. Kenyatta said regional commanders of a seven-nation bloc will meet on Sunday to finalize preparations for the deployment of a joint force. With temperatures baking parts of the U.S., one city in Texas has been going without water this week. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Weather forecasters expect it to reach 99 degrees in Odessa, where officials say crews are working to restore service. The city's water treatment plant went back online today and could take another half a day or more to recharge. 165,000 customers lost water after an aging main broke on Monday. The city, which is located about 330 miles west of Dallas, plan to distribute water to residents as well as deliver water to nursing homes. I'm Julie Walker.
From no water to too much water, heavy rain in China has claimed at least six lives this week and forced the evacuation of some 200,000 people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Video on state broadcaster CCTV has shown large parts of cities flooded in muddy waters and rescue workers carrying trapped people out of buildings on their backs in waist-deep water in Guangdong province in the southeast. State media has reported five deaths in the region. A house collapse took three lives, while two perished in a landslide. China regularly experiences seasonal rains and flooding during the summer, most frequently in central and southern areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Recapping our top story, the U.S. says it will send an additional $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine. As America and its allies work to provide longer-range weapons they say can make a difference in a fight where Ukrainian forces are outnumbered and outgunned by their Russian invaders, U.S. President Joe Biden and other leaders say the U.S. is moving as fast as possible to get critical weapons into the fight. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.